going in the
They love it. 854. Now, last year's summer riots demonstrated some of the worst elements of human nature, but they also brought out the best in people and brought communities together.
In the aftermath of the devastation, an internet campaign inspired hundreds of people to volunteer to clean up the mess.
The man behind that Twitter appeal has decided to try to harness that goodwill by launching a website. We Will Gather, it's called, to bring people together to do good things. We're going to speak to him, Dan Thompson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. We'll speak to you in a minute. But first, let's look back at the events that spurred Dan into action.
Who's come out here today to volunteer to help clear up the mess of last night. Thank you. You are the true spirit of this city.
I've come here and they're destroying our old city, and it's just not right, really. So that's why we're here today.
It's just our neighbourhood, you know what I mean? Just felt like helping out. It's like nothing is pretty much as simple as that.
So those are the scenes of people clearing up after what happened in London. And Dan, you were very much part of trying to coordinate that. What inspired you to try and send people out or encourage people to do so?
I was watching the same footage as everybody else at News 24 and watching the footage across the Monday night. And tuning into Twitter and talking to people there who were getting more and more scared about what was happening, and that sense of fear and terror. And people were saying that they're barricading their front doors to their flats because they didn't feel safe. So started thinking, well, what can you do? Where do you start? That there's obviously big social problems we need to tackle, but where do you start with that? And the first point I could think of was go and help local shopkeepers. Get your local shop up and trading, then you can get your bread and your milk and the normal things you need, and then we can start to tackle the bigger problems that we've got to face up to.
So you use social media, basically, to say, grab a broom, get out there, let's tidy up, and look at the response.
It was really simple. One tweet started it. I think it was get a broom, a dustpan, a brush, a black sack, go and help clean up your local shop, and it all went from there.
And I used to live down near Clapham Junction, and there were thousands of people on that day who waited for hours to get in and clear up.
It was incredible, and across London, from the first clean up was a few people. The next one was 20 or 30 people. Then at Hackney, there were a couple of hundred turnout. By that point, I'm stuck behind the laptop. I've been up all night.
Didn't get your broom out?
Didn't get a chance to get a broom out and go up to London. I live down in Worthing on the south coast, right. So couldn't get up to London. And the first I knew that it was a real success was when the news footage came in from Clapham Junction of thousands of people out.
So from one tweet, apparently an entire movement and reaction began. I mean, what's your background, Dan? I mean, have you done this sort of organisation before?
Well, I'm an artist. I've worked with local communities a lot. A lot of my work is around empty shops and high streets. So that's my normal work. And I'd actually worked in a couple of communities in London, which is part of what inspired me to get going, really.
And so from now on, you are trying to harness that sense of community to do other things, are you? And how will it work?
Well, it made me realise that riot cleanup was exceptional because of the scale of it.
Yeah.
But actually, it was something quite normal that we used to do. When I grew up on a council estate in Worthing, we did clean up. You know, you looked after the street, you kept your hedges neat. That was the normal stuff we did. And I remember getting together with some of the neighbours to clear a little patch of waste ground that had got fly-tipped and overgrown. And thought, well, how do you do that? How can you harness that small level of just wanting to do something little in your neighbourhood? Not something as big as riot cleanup, but maybe just a little bit, a bit of cleaning or tidying. So We Will Gather uses Twitter to get people together.
So people have to put that into Twitter, We Will Gather.
You start with a tweet with the hashtag We Will Gather and the word help and a postcode. Yep. That sets up a page for you, and then you can coordinate and get people together around that page to come and help you.
It can be a reaction to something that's just happened, or it can be a general idea to improve something.
What we're quite often seeing is people who've got more and more annoyed by walking past a flower bed every day that's full of litter, or just something little every day. And eventually, day in, day out, they think, well, I'm going to do something about it. Nobody else is going to clean that up. So I'll take responsibility. I'll stand up and I'll be the first person to say, let's go and do that thing. There's been some great ones. Picking up train tickets outside a train station, through to weeding some flower beds. All sorts of little things.